Well, considering we have been talking about celebration for the past several weeks, we should know how to do this well by now. We began by talking about celebrating in a way of having hope in the midst of struggle. After that, we talked about the celebration of knowing Christ, particularly the introduction of Christ to others. Last week, we talked about the celebration of family, and we focused specifically on mothers. Today, we're talking about the celebration of achievement, and we're specifically focusing on our graduates and challenging them, encouraging them, celebrating their achievements with them. But I want you to understand, on this Graduate Recognition Sunday, when we celebrate achievements, this is relevant for all of us, because each of us, because of who God created us to be, have talents and gifts, and therefore we do have achievements, and we should pay attention to how God wants us to go about celebrating those achievements. So, Wesley and Danielle, you did it. What now? For all practical purposes, you're done. Friday, May the 24th, you will no longer be a high school student. That will be in your rearview mirror. So what do you do now? I want to suggest that we take time. Before you start thinking about all that future, all the things you're supposed to be striving for, I want us to take time to celebrate. I believe God intends that. And so this is how I suggest we begin, and that is by celebrating our roots. The scripture you just read talked about the true vine and the fact that you, being believers, are connected through the vine to Christ, to God, who provides the root for who He has called you to be. Well, that comes in a lot of different forms, and the first one I would suggest is that of family. Family determines much of who you are. Family influences how you approach life. In some ways, it determines what's important to you, how you express love, and so many other emotions. No family is perfect, and we all fall short, but I can tell you this, your family has been a part of your life, a part of your challenges, a part of your struggles, a part of your celebrations, and not just the one that you're having now. And I can tell, not just probably the ones who were here for you today, but ones who were unable to be here or may have been in other places, they have done a pretty good job on both of them. And we're thankful for that. And so as you celebrate your roots, I encourage you at this time to also celebrate your family and give thanks to God for those who He has placed in your life. Secondly, I encourage you to celebrate your school, Nelson County High School. For you, it's been a place to grow. It's been a place to learn. It's been a place to fail. It's been a place to learn from your failures. It's been a platform on which to develop into the young persons you are. I challenge you to remember those. Danielle, I happen to know that FFA was a big part of your college career. Among other things, I think FFA, if I remember correctly, had something to do with you in public speaking. Is that right? She exemplified that in a wonderful way just this morning as she agreed to come and read scripture. But that was just one small thing that FFA was able to do. And FFA was only one part of this experience of Nelson County High School. And it's truly something to look back and be thankful for. Wesley, I don't know if anybody ever saw it because it wasn't very many there, but I think once or twice you had a picture in the paper for soccer or something like that. Soccer was obviously a part of your identity while you were at Nelson County High School. And through soccer, I have no doubt that you learned a lot. And you know without a shadow of a doubt that soccer is about much more than simply scoring a goal. Soccer is about hard work and persistence. Soccer is about teamwork. Soccer is about defeat and learning from that defeat. But just like I mentioned with Danielle, soccer was only a portion of what you experienced while you were at Nelson County High School. Don't let soccer, as great as it may have been, overshadow all of those other life lessons that were also a part of your years in the Nelson High School system or the Nelson County School System. As we talk about school, I want to get a little more specific. I don't know that any of them are here today, but I encourage you to celebrate your teachers. They're also a part of the roots that you will come from. Your teachers tested you, and you probably didn't enjoy most of those. Your teachers challenged you, and they challenged you because they desired something for you. Maybe at times something you weren't able to see yourself. They guided and encouraged you towards success. I know a little bit about teachers, and very few of them go into this profession because they want lots of money or they want to be popular, because neither one of those tends to happen for teachers. I'm surprised I didn't get some amens from that. But the teachers, more than likely, at least a majority of them, if not all of them, invested themselves in you. And although you may not continue to stay in touch in the way that you have been, I promise you there's a portion of those teachers that will follow you. They will follow you and celebrate who you become. They've invested in you, so I pray that you will also celebrate them. Next, I encourage you to celebrate your friends. Your friends have been there. Your friends have been someone to share life with. And my guess is you've come to understand more about what true friendship really is. You see, when we first start making friends, we think that maybe anybody who will hang out with us or anybody that tells us the things we want to hear or anybody that says nice things to us may be our friend, but that's not always true. You've learned what true friendship is. Friends celebrate your victory. And they enjoy celebrating those with you. Friends also give you perspective in your defeats and your struggles and your challenges and help you to know that you are much more than what you may see in that struggle. It's said by some people that friends accept you for who you are. I don't know that I necessarily believe that. I believe that true friends acknowledge who you are, but they encourage you, realizing that it's not enough simply to stay where you are, but there's always something else to reach for, and they encourage you in being able to do that, especially when you have doubts yourself. Celebrate your friends today. Finally, in this aspect of roots, I encourage you to celebrate God in your life. God created you and has a purpose for you. Danielle Saunders and Wesley Boyd. You are in the process of discovering that purpose. There's a verse, it's kind of the title I've given to this message. In verse 5, it said that apart from Christ, you can do nothing. I want to spend a moment to talk about what that really means. Do we really believe that apart from Christ, we can do nothing? I want to explain that in that there are lots of people that make accomplishments in life that don't have a relationship with Christ. And I don't think we can say that what they've done is absolutely nothing, but what I can say is that when you include God as a part of your accomplishments, God as a part of your daily life, what you're then able to do and how you live your life becomes so different that trying to live that life without God would truly seem as though it's nothing. Because of the difference it makes, not just in what you accomplish. In fact, there are some people without God can do things that the world think may be greater than what you will do. But that's what it is when we come to know God. We understand what the bigger purpose for God is. We understand what people talk about the meaning of life, that big question. When we have God in our life, we begin to understand that in a different way, and we embrace it and we live into that. And that's what it means when the scripture says, without God, without Christ, you can do nothing. It's like, think about this for a moment. I always like to try to make it applicable and relative to today. And I think, Wesley, you might particularly be able to identify with this. Think about someone who is just naturally, athletically gifted. And so they decide that they want to be a player in the NFL or in Major League Baseball or in Major League Soccer. And they just know they've got what it takes, so they're going to just do it. So they go and they work hard themselves to accomplish it. But throughout all that time, there are people that want to coach them, that want to encourage them, that want to teach them. And they say, no, thank you. I've got this. I don't need a coach. How many professional football players, how many professional baseball players, how many professional soccer players do you think ever made it there without a coach? Without any coaching whatsoever? I dare say that there's ever been. And I want to tell you that God is that coach for life, but he's so much more than a coach. Because you see, the reason to have a coach is because when you get excited about what's happening and you recognize that gift and talent, you can't see the perspective that a coach can. You can't necessarily see the struggles that are going to come. And then when struggles do come, that coach is able to know how to help you get over those struggles. And not only that, a coach knows what's ahead. A coach has the bigger picture. So that coach begins to open doors of opportunity for you to improve, for you to play different positions, for you to seek direction that you may not even been aware of. That's what God does for our life. That's why we celebrate God as part of our roots. That's why we must be connected to the vine. Danielle, I'm not leaving you out. Can you imagine someone trying to work on a farm? Imagine it's this person from the city. They didn't grow up in the country. They just have a passion for it. They want to have cows, chickens, and turkeys, and they want to raise food for them to be able to eat and have this, just a lot of gardening stuff, but nobody's ever shown them how to do it. They've never even seen a tractor before. But they come to Nelson County and they buy 100 acres of land, and they just decide they're going to go out and start. Do you think that's going to be very successful? Probably not. Because just like with that, we need people beside us that will encourage us. And you have both had that. But I want you to realize that God is the one that can provide everything. And that's why we need to celebrate Jesus Christ, God, as our roots. I want to move on. The next thing I want us to celebrate is your accomplishments. And I'm not going to take time to list all of those because some people want to go home for lunch today and you've accomplished a lot. But this is what I want you to hear. I want you to celebrate what you've done. And not just the big things. I want you to take time today. I want you to take time right now. And those of you who know these two, I want you to find time between now and the time they graduate and the days after to encourage them. To help them to realize that, yes, while they may be able to celebrate achievements in soccer and FFA, there are so many other things they have to celebrate. And those small things become just as valuable, sometimes even more valuable, than the things that you see so easily. So I encourage you to celebrate that. Scripture talks about that being your fruit, the fruit of what you produce, and we are to celebrate that. You're to acknowledge your talents and gifts and where they came from. Who is God? I also want you, and this, Danielle, comes back to you, honoring the season of your life. And we talk about fruit, and the scripture here talks about that if it doesn't bear fruit, what happens? It gets cut off. Well, there's a season, and we need to understand this. There's a season, Danielle, correct me if I'm wrong, where a plant will cease to bear fruit. Am I not right? And what's happening while that plant is not bearing fruit? Is it just wasting its time? It's what we would call abiding. And so it's spending its time reconnecting to that root system. It's becoming stronger so that it's able to bear fruit in its season. So you know, for both of you, there are times the world's going to tell you at times you continue to need to bear that fruit. But there's times you're going to need to abide. There's times you're going to need to slow down. There's times that you're going to just need to spend more time, energy, and effort connecting with God than doing anything else. Because that's the way we were created. That also keeps you from falling into a trap. You see, And Danielle, I still need your expertise to help me out with this, being the spectacular, proficient FFA person that you are. With plants, take a fruit tree, for example. What is the fruit like the first year it comes on a fruit tree? Does it produce its most spectacular fruit in that first year? It doesn't. It doesn't produce very much fruit. The fruit doesn't tend to be very big. But the next year, if it's healthy, it probably produces a little more fruit and a little nicer fruit, correct? And so it continues to do that. Well, you know, if we're not careful, we live in a world where it tells us that, you know, to be successful, if you scored one goal in this game, to be successful, you have to score two goals in the next game. And to do, you have to do more the next time. And eventually it gets so overwhelming because you think in order to be successful, you continually have to do more and more. God does not desire us to fall into that trap. But what happens is if we stay connected to God, if we abide in God the way God challenges us to, the results aren't on us. God is the one that produces the fruit through us. So then it's not your responsibility to produce the fruit. It's your responsibility to be the person God calls you to be, and that fruit is a result. And I tell you, one of the biggest things I have seen young people struggle with, even ones who make Christianity an important part of their life, is they decide that they have to be successful on their terms or on the world's terms. And when they can't do something bigger and better every year, it leads to hardship. It leads to struggle. It leads to burnout. It leads to depression. Please don't fall into that. I can promise you, if you simply find that season and stay connected to God, God will help you discover that fruit. And you'll recognize the value of that. So remember, as we celebrate our accomplishments, remember that that fruit comes from our relationship with God, not simply how hard we try on our own. The last point I'd like to share with you is that of the power of Scripture. I call this "Be All You Can Be." In verse 7, what you guys read, it said, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." It's not just a symbolic gift that you were given a Bible in honor of your graduation today. This book, the Bible, contains power. Through the Holy Spirit, you can read and receive knowledge not just of who Jesus Christ is and how much He loves you. This is not a coffee table book. It's not a book just to set out for people to look at. This is a book you should want to experience, not just read, experience every day. It's filled with wisdom, instruction, guidance, hope, relevant to what you will experience each day of your life. Read and study it with diligence and with the insight of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not so naive as to think just because I'm a preacher standing up here saying this, you and everyone else here believes what I say, although I think most of you probably do believe it, that you're just going to go home and all of a sudden, because I said it, you're going to read the Bible every day and everything's going to be great. It doesn't necessarily work that way. And the example I have to talk about that is that we can get excited. We can get excited about what God's doing. You should be excited about where you are in your life right now, what is happening, what your future is. And I believe that you are. I think there are a lot of people here who are excited about that. But let me tell you about another boy I know that was excited. I met this guy at the state baseball tournament when we went there. And everybody was excited. It was spectacular. Nelson County made it further in baseball this year than they ever had. And we had some amazing players that were making plays right and left and hitting balls in ways that we weren't used to seeing. So it was exciting. And this boy, who wasn't quite old enough, was looking at it, and he caught my attention, and he began talking to me, and he said, "Coach Greg, you think I can be able to play baseball next year?" I said, "Absolutely, son. It would be wonderful for you to just come out." And it wasn't one of my sons. I just called him that. But he was excited. So he came out and he became a part of a team I was coaching later that next year. He was excited, came to practice, energetic. But then sometime after that, he missed a practice or two. And then he missed a game. And I saw his mom. And his mom said, "You know, Greg, I don't know what's happened. But he came to me and he said, baseball was just boring now." And I began thinking and talking to his mom. And you know, when I looked at this guy, he was playing baseball and he was doing it well. And he was improving. The thing was, I think he saw the excitement. He got caught up in the energy of this state tournament thing and saw all the celebration. But he had never been exposed to the effort and energy and work. Because do you think all of these players that went to this state tournament just showed up one day and decided they were going to play ball, and the next thing they know, they're playing in a championship game? None of it worked that way. They had to work. They had to struggle. They had to lose. They had to fail. They had to strike out. They had to miss balls. And this kid wasn't used to that part. He didn't want to work through that part. He just wanted the easy part because he thought it should be that easy, because he wanted it to be that easy. And you know, when we have the scripture, a lot of times we approach it the same way. God, we want to know what you want. God, we'll read it. God, tell us. But when it gets difficult, we aren't willing to put in the effort that it takes sometimes. And yes, reading, studying the scripture, understanding how it's relevant to our life, the Holy Spirit speaks to us, and sometimes it comes very easy. But a lot of times we grow through that process of studying the scripture. And sometimes I would say that's even painful. So I encourage you not to give up when things aren't easy, particularly when it comes to seeking out God's will through scripture. The Holy Spirit is real and powerful and enables you to be who you cannot be without Him. And the Holy Spirit is what enables you to understand Scripture as the living Word of God it is. You can't claim the power of the Holy Spirit without accepting God's gift of salvation, acknowledging Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I know both of you have. But if you haven't, I challenge you to consider that today. Because you can't celebrate in the way we've talked about if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Last verse I want to leave with you comes from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I'm going to ask our musicians to come up. And as they do, I've spent a lot of time looking at Danielle and Wesley today, but I want everyone, myself included, to hear this. Are you really willing to celebrate the life God's given you, or do you just take it for granted? Do you just want to try to do it on your own, or will you truly celebrate who God created you to be and what you've been able to do because of who He is? Last night, we had 24 youth show up to the youth event we had here last night. During that event, we did lots of different things. We were here from 2:30 to 7:30, had lots of good time. We had about an hour where we spent time looking at Scripture and doing a Bible study type of thing. In the midst of that, Bob Umbarger shared his testimony. Before he shared that testimony, we played a contemporary Christian song entitled Changed. And the point of that is when we allow Jesus Christ to be an active part of our life, He changes us. And He changes us initially when we accept Him, but then He changes us every single day, just like each of these young people. When now that they've graduated, it's not like they've reached the end. They just started living the life that God has for them. And they're not going to reach what is intended to be accomplished even this side of heaven. And the same is true for us. If we allow God to be a part of our life, He will change us every single day, moving us in a new and greater and higher direction. I encourage you today to embrace achievement. Celebrate with our graduates, but as we celebrate with them, help them to see how to celebrate who God is in their life. And I also encourage you to celebrate who God is in your life and what He enables you to do. I'll be here at the altar if you wish to come and share, pray, give thanks to God for whatever it may be. I'm here. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is the day you should make that decision. There's no reason to wait.
If you would be interested in any reason in joining this church family, our doors are open, and we would accept that request as well. Let's stand together and sing hymn number 476, Be Strong.